Judiciary Committee to order. It is 4:22 p.m. Saturday, April 14. Before we begin, I want to thank Christy Blair, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript, and Leah Kraft from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. Please silence your cell phones, including everyone in the room. Present today, we have Representative Eastman, Representative Ledoux, my Vice Chair, Representative Christ Tompkins, and myself, Representative King. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is SJR 4, Alaska Legally Required Ivory Use Exemption, sponsored by Senator Olson. This is the second hearing of the joint resolution in the Judiciary Committee. It is my intention to move this resolution out of committee today. We're going to take up the single amendment that we have received. I'll put on record that legislative legal has permission to make any technical and conforming changes. Representative Eastman, please move your amendment.
I move amendment number one.
I will object.
Representative Eastman.
Yes, thank you. So in the resolution before us, there's references to a number of legally acquired kinds of ivory.
You need to get the microphone closer to your face.
In the legally acquired fossilized ivory, which could be any number of different kinds of ivory, and that is currently used legally to make handcraft, jewelry, and other artwork. And also, in pulling open the federal law that it has been introduced by Senator Sullivan, the bill that he proposes mentions specifically walrus and also whales. And what was not spelled out in the resolution previously was some of the whale-produced ivory. And so the change here, for consistency, just mentioned African elephant consistently, which has already been mentioned in the resolution. And then also, instead of limiting only the three kinds of ivory, it also includes the other kinds of ivory that are mentioned indirectly. And it was interesting in doing kind of research on this resolution, there are a number of different kinds of ivory that you can find here in Alaska legally, including elk ivory, which I didn't know elk had ivory, but they do. And of course, it is a legal type of. And for consistency, we've made it broad enough to include that type of legal ivory as well.
Thank you very much. Does the sponsor of this resolution support or oppose this amendment? If you could come up to the speaker and just identify yourself.
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, you said he opposes it.
Right, I know. Yeah. Please identify. And welcome to House Judiciary. And Representative Stutz has joined us.
If you don't mind, we're giving this opportunity, I'll have my Deputy Chief of Staff come up to the table.
We just need to know whether you support or oppose that. That's all we need. But identify yourself, please, Senator.
My name is Senator Don Wilson. I'm the sponsor of
Senate Joint Resolution 4.
Senate Joint Resolution 4. And so, in the
I just want to know whether you support or oppose it.
It's because I don't want to concur on the other side.
Thank you very much. Is the objection maintained?
Yes.
Please call the roll.
I'd like to wrap up, Mr. Chairman.
I'll give you 1 minute, Representative Eastman. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So we do have references to the fossilized ivory here in the resolution. But it's inconsistent, and then there's also references to the African elephant ivory, but that also is inconsistent, and there are also other ivories which are not mentioned, which are legally available here in Alaska for use in crafts purposes, such as elk ivory, and in order to protect the right of Alaskans to continue to use those legal ivory and not get caught up under other states who are banning all ivory for reasons that probably don't apply to Alaska but are going to affect us, I've introduced this amendment.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Representative Eastman?
Yes.
Yay. Representative Reinbold is absent. Representative Koch is absent. Representative Stutz?
No.
Nay. Representative Ledoux?
No.
Nay. Representative Price Tompkins?
No.
Nay. Chair Klayman?
No.
Nay. One yay, four yays.
So by a vote of 1-4, amendment number one has failed.
That's it. One yay, four nays.
Oh, okay.
What did I say?
That's okay.
That's what you said.
Oh, good. Had me worried. That brings the resolution SJR-4 back before the committee. I'll give members of the committee one opportunity for final discussion with a three-minute limit. Seeing no additional discussion, I see Representative Kopp has joined us. May I have a motion, Representative Christ Tompkins?
Yes, I version 30-LS0109/U of SJR-4 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, SJ-4 moves from committee. We will get the paperwork going. We will adjourn for the day. Today is the 89th day of the legislative session. I have always been an advocate of working hard during the 90-day session and finishing our work on time. As a committee, I think we have a lot to be proud of. We have passed 47 pieces of legislation out of this committee during the 30th legislative session. Seven of those bills have been signed into law, and ten or more are awaiting a vote on the floor in their final body of referral. I would like to thank Christy Blair for her hard work this session, as well as the Juneau LIO staff members that have attended this committee. I'd also like to extend my thanks to the Judiciary Committee members. We had a good deal of meaningful dialogue and honest debate in committee this year, and I look forward to continuing those conversations in the future. And last but not least, although it's not in the script, I want to thank Lizzie Kubitz, who has been a tireless, incredibly patient, incredibly hardworking staff for this committee, and without her hard work, we wouldn't have been able to do half the work that we did. So special thanks to Lizzie. And with that, we will stand adjourned. It is 4:28 p.m.